Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access, our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a spotlight on Belfast that explores the best in entertainment and attractions they have to offer and how accessible they are. In this part, I delve into the Lyric Theatre, that is an industrious production house that creates classic and original plays, that is a cultural landmark in the heart of the city. Coming up in future parts, I'll explore the Grand Opera House, an iconic venue in central Belfast that presents some of the best touring shows around, and Titanic Belfast, a world-leading visitor attraction that tells the definitive story of the Titanic. The Lyric Theatre, that originated in 1968, is around a 15-minute walk from the city centre, or a short bus ride, but it is a lovely venue full of charm and character. It's a springboard for acclaimed playwrights, poets and actors, and is Northern Ireland's only full-time producing theatre that makes its own plays from page to screen, and they really do care about creating a diverse and inclusive programme that captures the imaginations of audiences, connecting on an emotional level and leaving them empowered. I attended in May during their co-production of Translations by Brian Friel with the Abbey Theatre in Dublin, and will run there from the 13th of June till the 13th of August, with an audio described performance there on July the 30th. Translations is a fine example of Irish writing set in August 1833 in the townland of Ballybeg. Translations examines the fractious relationships between people and nations through the lens of language and miscommunication. There was an audio described performance scheduled for this play, as there is for every in-house production, and the Lyric pride themselves on making not only the venue itself, but the content they offer accessible and equal for everyone. This unique production has a very distinctive set design, with a raised wooden platform in the centre on a slant and steps on the left going to a little cubbyhole, and uses various furniture and props to create scenes and locations during the piece, and together with its company of 10 actors, they create an array of complex characters. It's a drama where an audio description will be invaluable for those visually impaired to illustrate all the action unfolding on stage and pinpointing specific visual elements. Translations is a fine piece that engages and makes you think and shines a light on a long, long time gone. During my visit, I spoke to Rachel Leach, marketing and access manager at the venue, about the Lyric's commitment to access and inclusion.
My name is Rachel Leach. I'm the marketing manager at the Lyric Theatre in Belfast. Access is something that we think is vital in our community, especially in Belfast. We're committed to being able to provide accessible performances for each of our Lyric produced shows. So for every Lyric produced show, we will have an audio described, a captioned and a signed performance. We offer touch tours, but I suppose with specific groups that we are involved with, a lot of sort of like younger people, where we have groups coming in who we would offer touch tours for before performances, so they're able to feel their way around the set before they're able to watch the performance. It's a wonderful experience, especially for the young people, being able to see like them coming alive, being able to go around and experience it then that way. Yeah, so it's something that we've been working on recently, is widening our reach within sort of the communities. We're lucky that we have received funding recently on the sort of sign language side, and we've been able to bring together a focus group on that, and the plan is over the next 2 to 3 years to bring together for our other areas, so around those who have visual impairment or blind, to bring together a similar sort of group, and again for those who have physical ailments and disabilities to do exactly the same thing. Belfast is a very vibrant city. We have a lot going on, and the Lyric Theatre is actually Northern Ireland's only full-time producing theatre. So you will see anything from, as Tim, you were saying tonight, translations, so a well-known piece by Brian Frail, a playwright from here, to new work. So we have new playwrights who come through. They say that all of our performances include accessible things, and we're a very friendly bunch. Everyone is more than able and willing to help anyone out who has any questions or queries. We also have a social story, so for anyone who's unfamiliar with the theatre, they're able to go online and look through to see exactly what the experience will be before coming into the theatre. So it sort of, we hope, takes away that barrier into the unknown to come into the Lyric Theatre. So our box office team are more than happy to help, and we take all the sort of suggestions on from patrons, as we will do as much as we physically can to accommodate any requests. We've had times before where we're able to provide like quiet spaces for individuals if that's necessary for like their environment. We've done tours beforehand for groups to be able to come through to make it easier to know how they're going to navigate. We've done video tours before as well, do exactly the same thing, so show around, and it's something we're actually in the midst of doing, is getting together an audio tour of the building. So watch the space later in the year that we will have something together.
I find the Lyric to be a bit of a hidden gem of a theatre tucked away at the bottom of a side street off a busy road just outside the city centre, on the banks of Belfast River Lagan in the Queen's District. That was a lovely place to visit, with its distinctive wooden features, an accessible and friendly box office, a bar and seating area offering a wide range of refreshments, and access at the height of all they offer, by offering a free seat to any customer who needs assistance, an accessible entrance on Ridgeway Street, and lift access to all floors. With disabled parking bays and drop-off points, and accessible toilets on all levels, and assistance dogs welcome, but they do ask customers to mention this at the time of booking. They pride themselves on offering audio description and use the Mobile Connect service, that is an app downloaded to your smartphone and tablet where you can use your own headphones. Please do contact the venue if you don't have a device, and a guide can be downloaded from their website at lyrictheatre.co.uk/your-visit by clicking on accessibility. Please check the website for information on forthcoming productions that will be audio described. Please do feedback to the venue if you have any specific needs that aren't being met, and they will do all they can to accommodate. To book tickets or for access information, you can contact the box office on 028 9592 2893 or email boxoffice@lyrictheatre.co.uk. Keep listening in coming weeks for an insight into the Royal Opera House and the Titanic Belfast attraction, or check for them on Audio Boom. To find out what has been audio described throughout the UK, visit vocalise.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert of Calvert Creative Concepts, for RNIB Connect Radio and the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the arts, keep smiling through, and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association and RNIB Connect Radio.